Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great stuff that you're doing for the community, that's for sure. Folks, I think we're getting ready to talk about the second major gold wave strike, whatever, in California. We're talking about single-payer health care in California. Help me talk about it. We've got Deborah Berger. She is a registered nurse, but she's also one of the co-presidents for the California Nursing Association. Deborah, welcome back to Union Edge.
Thank you. I appreciate you taking the time for this really important issue.
Are you kidding me? I'm like, you guys have got, literally, you guys have a gold rush going on. I mean, I cannot even begin to imagine the number of small and mid-sized businesses that are thinking, you know, California is a place that I ought to be.
Because, exactly.
You know, this is fantastic. And, you know, basically what we are talking about is California as a state, the sixth largest economy in the world, is talking about single-payer health care for all of its citizens.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because if you look at California, the number of people, Canada is about the same size, plus or minus a million or two.
Right.
So it's really a huge step. And if we can get this passed in California, then it does set the precedent. And that's actually how Canada got Medicare for All in Canada. It started with one province and then spread throughout their country. So we're hoping to set an example here. And I must say the one good thing coming out of the Bernie Sanders campaign is that he really put the spotlight on the issue of Medicare for All.
Right.
And we're just taking our agenda back and trying to make it happen in California.
You know, Deborah, I have to tell you, I'm a veteran. I served not only in the United States, but I served overseas. And, you know, when you're in the military, you know, you've got cradle to grave health care coverage. If your family has pretty robust health care coverage through your military benefits, you know, as a veteran, I have access to the VA hospital system, which is one of the largest hospital systems in the country, much less the world. And, you know, my goodness, it's not a matter of not having great healthcare coverage, because there are a lot of truly tremendous career professionals in those medical systems, both on active duty and for the VA. But, I mean, just the knowing that, God forbid, if something happens to me, even though I've got health care coverage and insurance, if, God forbid, that catastrophic thing happens to me, I can go to the VA hospital systems and get really good quality health care coverage and everything I need. My God, people in California have to be tap dancing.
Well, see, the thing is that they aren't really publicizing that the VA healthcare system is the largest example we have of a Medicare for All system.
Right,
you
right.
have your prescriptions covered, you
right.
have dental, vision, all of that. They don't want people to know that that system is working really well, so they try to make it look like
yes.
it's not taking care
yes.
of their veterans. But if you actually talk to the real veterans that use their health care system, they that actually went out when they were able to go out because of, quote, lack of access, it was really pretty striking that they came right back to the VA medical system
right.
because they had better care, they had better access. And, you know, when you talk about access to health care, I have health care insurance, and I go through Kaiser. I have to wait a couple months to get into a specialist, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they talk about these wait times as if they are somehow unusual.
Right.
What is unfair and unusual is the fact that if you don't have health care, you can't even get in line
right.
for health care. So that's what we're trying to change in this country. And I think we can do it. We just have to make sure that we keep the politicians that say they're for single payer or Medicare for all. We have to make sure that they say it when their actions actually count, not just because they can get a pass because it's not in front of them.
Right. Deborah, let me ask you this. I know that you and the California Nurses Association and other unions have been very proactive with this in California. What do we collectively as trade unionists have to do here in the United States to get these benefits, not just for union members, because you know most union members have health care coverage, but for everybody else in our community?
Well, I think what union members nationwide have to do is really help California get health care for all, because once we get it, it will then end up making its way to the various legislatures, because not everybody's going to want to move to California. People actually like living in the state that they're in. And how is it that we could then show that California can have it, but not other states, right?
Right.
And the thing is that I understand that unions have their trust funds, their Taft-Hartley trust funds, but even those are struggling because of the increased cost of drugs that aren't regulated, the
right.
increased cost of hospitalization that aren't regulated. This industry is pretty amazing when you think about it. We have car safety regulations that are better regulated than the healthcare industry and the pharmaceutical industry. So we really need to change the way we look at healthcare.
Absolutely. Listen, Deborah, it is always too short. We are out of time. But before you go, please, how do we find out more about you and the California Nurses Association?
Okay. All you have to do is go to nationalnursesunited.org. It's www.nationalnursesunited.org, and it'll come right up.
Right.
Or you can say National Nurses. But once you get to our website, there are a lot of resources. And in fact, if you go to healthycalifornia.org, you can actually get reprints of all of the pamphlets and information that we put out about our bill that actually help you talk to your colleagues with really good information that's backed by facts.
Absolutely. Deborah, on behalf of all of us outside of California, God bless you for the work you're doing. We appreciate it. And we'll be calling when it's our turn.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We'll talk to you again soon. Deborah Berger, co-president of the California Nurses Association and National Nurses Union United. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.